Last school year, nearly 35,000 students utilized Wisconsin's open enrollment program, which allows parents in one school district to apply to have their children attend school in another. That's more than 8% higher than the previous year and nearly five times higher than a decade ago. Those findings were recently published by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Dale Knapp is research director.
It's hitting some districts much harder than others. You know, really, when you look at it, there's a number of districts that are seeing net outflows. In other words, number of students going out minus those coming in of 10% or more of their student population. So it's really, I guess what we say, changing the face of school districts.
One of those school districts that has lost more than 10% of its student population is the Winter School District. Principal Adam Zopp says that the lack of jobs in their rural community is largely to blame.
Winter is kind of isolated in northern Wisconsin, and if a person's going to work in a neighboring community, they're going to have to travel, you know, a half hour or 45 minutes to get to the nearest town that might have an industry, and a lot of those parents tend to take their children to work with them to those communities so their children aren't waiting at home for the school bus alone or something like that.
WisTax's Knapp also says that more students are leaving the traditional school setting and taking courses online. He says they found that three of the five districts with the largest gain of out-of-district students had virtual charter schools. Kristen Duras, Wisconsin Public Radio.